Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman,
ladies and gentlemen. Little Richard, still rocking after all these years. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on our show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Carrie Cortell Reisman is our guest, our good friend. More than a dozen years she's been hanging out with us and sharing her wisdom with us and her casting her pearls before us. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Speeches, Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling, and she is the Speak for Yourself lady. That's her website. Put a .com on the end of that. Karen, thanks again for being here. What else do we need to know about putting our best foot forward?
Know who your customer is, and know why they should buy from you.
Customer profile is important. Knowing that profile is a big deal, isn't it?
Knowing who they are and why they should buy from you. And if you can answer that, that's your value proposition. What is it that you have that they need and want? And how can you let them know in a way that, as we were just talking about in our first section, without being intimidating, with a little fun, with respect for who they are, but how can you let them know who you are and why they want what you have? And what I tell all my clients, we do about four things with whatever we're selling, our service or our product. We either make them more money, or we save them money, or we save them headaches.
Or time.
And time. And we make them more competitively advantageous.
Mm-hmm.
Those are about it.
And don't minimize that time thing.
You got it.
Because more and more people are valuing their time more than their money.
Well, that's very, very true. They're both high commodities.
Don't minimize the fact that people might, if you can save them time but you're more expensive, don't minimize the fact that there's a whole profile of folks out there who are looking for you.
Right. In fact, if something can cost me a little bit more, but I know I'm going to save a lot of time, that is huge.
And the older you get, the more you're like that. It's like that, too. I'll tell you. Take that from me on that one, folks. But, I do think there's a chicken or egg thing here, Karen. And the egg, in my opinion, is before you tell them what you're going to do for them, make sure that you're calling on, approaching, pitching to people who actually are, you have some reason to believe that they are your profile customer. Because otherwise, you're wasting everybody's time.
That's another good example of time and how we can use it wisely. So you qualify the people that come to you. When I work with executives and business owners on executive presentation skills, I always ask them first, what outcome do you want? What do you want to get out of this? And then I write that down. In fact, every time we meet, I'll say, what will be of ecstatic value to you, so that when you walk out of here in 2 hours, what will have made this time an ecstatic use of your time?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe me, Jim, I write those words down, and I use the same lingo that they just shared with
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
It shows I'm listening, but I am so aware of what they want to get out of whatever we're doing, and that's what we do. That's what we accomplish.
Well, and also, you know, when you're trying to connect with people, when you're trying to get them to connect with you and to nurture, you're trying to nurture a relationship, and you're trying to help them, they're doing something right. Everything they're doing doesn't need to be fixed. Give them some credit for that. People like to hear that, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you do give people feedback, it's always couched in a positive way. Absolutely.
Haven't you had people call on you, though, and you wanted them to help you? You needed their help, but after they left, you thought, well, wow, I must be an idiot or something. I'm not doing anything right. And even though they told me some good stuff, I didn't feel they made me feel bad about having been there.
I am sorry that could be the case. Typically with the people I work with, that they don't walk out discouraged.
No, that's my point. You've got to, right. You know, when you're helping someone, you know, throw them a bone.
Absolutely.
Because you're trying to connect and nurture a relationship with them.
In fact, it's typically the other way around. They will be self-sabotaging and come up with all these things that they think are a negative, and I will be the one to say, no, let's get your head out of this.
Right.
Let's go to your strengths. Mm-hmm. And I help them reestablish their sense of self, I guess you'd say.
We got about 30 seconds. Give us an example about some of the things you do for your clients.
I help them present themselves with more confidence, more gravitas, to create better relationships and to communicate their message. And I work with CEOs and owners of businesses who, believe it or not, are plagued with nervousness and anxiety. And we work on reducing that and increasing their delivery style.
Do you think you could help get me out of my shell, Karen?
Oh, right. It'll take hours. Years.
Speakforyourself.com, right?
Yes, sir.
They can find out more about Karen and her books and all the other things there. You got video. You got CDs there, too, right?
I have DVDs.
DVDs,
e-books,
all kinds of stuff.
Books.
Thanks, Karen. Come back soon.
You got it.
Karen Cortell-Reisman. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.